If you're talking about it,
are you for the criminals or are you for the law-abiding Americans? That's a simple question.
We're talking about it.
If they'll just do what they were voted in to do.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Chris Walton and Paul J. Schneider on the News and Talk of Idaho. 670 KBOI.
Man, another day, another massacre. 84 people.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Another group, soft targets. Guy in a semi-truck shooting and running over people.
84 deaths so far.
So far.
With another 50 that are, according to the French president, teetering between life and death.
Yeah. Crowd of thousands gathered along a seaside promenade in Nice, France, to watch the city's Bastille Day fireworks. It was fenced off, etc., but a large, heavy semi-truck can just knock down chain link fences.
We've talked about this before, how no matter how much security you have or pay for or provide, you still are going to be vulnerable to people who are absolutely unreasonable. For instance, somebody who wants to commit mass murder. Somebody who wants to wade into a crowd and blow themselves up, or, you know, drive up on the sidewalk and mow down a whole group of people, as happened yesterday. We can't be perfectly safe and be in the world. We can try, but I don't think we're ever going to get there. And the problem here is that there are people who are willing to do this sort of thing.
They don't care if they die. He said Ahmad Akbar thing.
It would really be nice if no one had ever, invented the concept of martyrdom.
Yeah, no immediate claim of responsibility. Two sources, including a U.S. counterterrorism source who collects and monitors jihadist social media, told Fox News accounts linked to ISIS were celebratory. What a bunch of crappy people! Hey, we got 10 kids that we killed and a bunch of people who were unarmed and just enjoying life. We hate that fact that people in the West enjoy life. We don't think you should be able to do that. We killed you. Ha, ha, ha. What's wrong with those people?
This is another European attack. They have had attacks in the United States and attacks in various countries in Europe because they don't like Western civilization. But they also blow up people in Muslim countries who are simply embracing Western civilization. It is something as simple as going to the grocery store or the mall to buy something.
Yeah, that's not good.
No.
Two Americans killed. Sean Copeland, 51, his 11-year-old son, Brody. They were from Austin, Texas, were vacationing with other family members. He just finished the Hill County Baseball Little League season.
People get so mad. You can just see it in people's eyes, whether it's a news person or somebody who saw the attack or even somebody who's just hearing about it. You can see in their eyes that they become kind of they become enraged with like murderous rage of some sort. They want to retaliate against this guy. And, of course, the police shot the guy who did this.
Yeah.
But people, like, want to resurrect him and keep shooting him.
Now, people are going to be upset because, like, the five cops in Dallas, which was a retaliatory thing, there is going to start to be some brutal, gruesome retaliatory stuff. And then that's when innocent people start killing innocent people.
It's happening. I mean, this happened last night. They're having the Bastille Day, huge celebration in France. Everybody's out there, and the guy plows right into a crowd
and then starts shooting.
Yeah, and then they had the attacks at that French theater where the guys went in and just started shooting people all over the theater
because they had the audacity
Orlando,
to watch a rock and roll concert
in Orlando. Another guy who supported ISIS, walks into a gay bar or a gay nightclub and, shoots up the place and kills a lot of people. Is this just a common occurrence now? Like we were talking the other day about about skyjackings, about planes being hijacked. And in the early 70s, you remember skyjackings just happened all the time.
Yep.
And generally somebody wanted to be flown to a particular place and given ransom money and be let go, whatever. And then all of a sudden security became tighter, and so
they locked the pilots in, so there
weren't any more hijackings until 9/11, when it became a whole new ballgame, because instead of, you know, having demands and wanting to go to Cuba, they just crashed the planes and killed as many people as they could.
Yeah, the people on those airplanes thought they were going to Cuba.
Well, they didn't know.
Or Newfoundland.
But it's just not sensible. You don't think to yourself, okay, somebody wants to kill themselves and take me with them, because that's just absurd.
Yeah.
And yet it started to happen, and it's happening all over the world now.
Regional President Christian Etruso, the guy's name is Mohammed Brohil.
Yeah, go figure.
Brohil was driving alone in a rented truck. He was reportedly known to police prior to the attack, and there's yet another warning sign.
Well, they describe him as...
But what can you do if you, I mean...
They describe him... everybody gives off a warning sign once in a while.
Yep.
When you get mad, you give off warning signs.
Yeah. KBOI News Time, 8:45. You need to sell your home fast? Got the answer. Turn to Core Group Realty. Get more with Core. Find them at getmorewithcore.com. Here's Ron.
Very quiet.
All right, we are back. Obviously talking about that terror attack. The man behind the wheel of a box truck that plowed into Bastille Day revelers. A box truck is a semi-truck. On Thursday, killing at least 84. This is the words of Fox News. They say the monster behind the wheel of the truck. And then they say was a creepy Tunisian loner, sometimes prone to violence, but not seen by police or neighbors as a religious fanatic, according to French reports.
31 years old.
Mohammed Lahouaje Bolel.
Mohammed. Let's just call him Mohammed.
Yeah, Mohammed. Drove a delivery truck for a living, rented the 19-ton Renault that he turned into a killing machine on the seaside promenade.
Wow.
Scores more injured after the 84, of course. What authorities called an act of terror that ended when police shot and killed Mohammed. French media reported he was arrested in March after causing an accident when he fell asleep at the wheel of his truck. Listen to this. Divorced, he wore his hair like George Clooney and lived alone in an apartment in Nice's Albatois neighborhood, according to French television station BFM-TV. No terror groups have taken credit for the attack. I'm just reading what's down.
Oh, I know you're.
Although ISIS-linked social media accounts have praised it, Al-Qaeda has previously called on sympathizers to use trucks and cars to kill innocent civilians.
Yeah.
Just kill people that aren't like them.
Indiscriminate.
How would they like it if people like us started killing people that weren't like us? That's just stupid. A lot of people starting to think maybe we should.
Well, to a certain extent, yeah. I think there's a lot of them over in the Middle East that think that's what the entire Iraq war was about.
Yeah, we got a phone call. Let's go to this call. A lot of people very upset, including me today. Jason and Starr, you're on 670 KBOI.
Yeah, good morning. I hate what happened last night. It makes me sick. I think this is like the third time I said it's the final straw, but I'm not the president. What really bothers me is for about the last 4 years, I've said in response to gun control, usually when we have some kind of crazy person or an attack, that they're going to use an object of everyday use, turn it to a weapon of mass destruction like they did those the jets, the towers. And I said, you know, someone's going to turn a truck, like a big old Ford F-350, into a tank and mow over a bunch of people.
This was even bigger than that.
Yeah, and God forbid somebody hits a schoolyard full of kids. And I just figured, somebody doesn't need a gun to kill lots of people.
Oh, no.
And when that happened last night, I was like, you know, I've been saying it, but I never really wanted it to come true. And it turns out Inspire Magazine by Al-Qaeda actually was advocating something like that. And they had a picture, just like right out of a marketing ad, of a Ford F-350 on there. And these people are hell-bent on killing people. And someone's got to say, you know what, we have the capacity. We got to pound them into the dust. A 5-year-long ground campaign, but somebody's got to say, we're going to vaporize the place, not nuclear, but treat it like pest control and wipe out the nest once thrown.
So you're saying go armed into the Middle East is what you're saying, right?
I mean, obviously, there's got to be a little bit of ground forces, but we all deal with pest control. We all deal with the ants or the hornet's nest. You bring in the guy with the tools, and he wipes it out. You know, go where the nests are. We know where they're located. We don't have to send in 200,000 troops and struggle on the ground forever. We've got the air campaign. They don't have air defense. They don't have fighter jets. Go in there and vaporize the place. What we got, we can do it. It may cost a lot of money as far as in the arsenal. And let some local forces there just put a perimeter up so if any stragglers try to get away, just step on them on their escape route. I mean, all of us have taken out an ant's nest in our backyard that was a nuisance, and you mop up the stragglers. It doesn't have to be complicated. It doesn't require nation building. Deal with these couple nasty nests and call it a day.
All right.
It's kind of a
Jason.
It's kind of a hard thing to navigate
through. I don't have a solution.
It's a hard thing to navigate through simply because no matter where you strike, you're striking within the boundaries of a sovereign country.
And there's going to be collateral damage.
And these guys are not a sovereign country. They want to start one, but they haven't yet. They want to have, you know, the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria. That's what ISIS stands for. And, you know, they call themselves other things, but that's essentially what they want, is for all these Muslim countries to get together and do it the same way, with absolutely, you know, no leeway, no freedom whatsoever.
See, that doesn't seem like a smart move on their part, according to me.
Well,
then you'd know where to bomb.
I wouldn't call these people smart.
WOI News Time, 8:56. News break coming up. We'll be back with your phone calls on an Open Phone Friday.
If you're talking about it,
are you for the criminals or are you for the law-abiding Americans? That's a simple question.
We're talking about it.
If they'll just do what they were voted in to do.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Chris Walton and Paul J. Schneider on the News and Talk of Idaho. 670 KBOI.
KBOI News Time 9:06. Open Phones Friday, focusing on the attacks in Nice. I guess one attack, singular. Attack in Nice overnight, but other news today.
Yeah, 15 minutes ago now, Donald Trump tweeted, and he said, "I am pleased to announce that I have chosen Governor Mike Pence as my vice presidential running mate. News conference tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern, so 9 o'clock tomorrow morning." He postponed it because of the attacks in France last night. However, he decided to go ahead and make the announcement without a news conference.
Everybody knew.
And so, anyway. Yeah, everybody knew. And it's Bob wrote in to say, hey, I was right. And yeah, in fact, Bob was right yesterday, because he looked at the roster that the Republican National Committee had just released of those who are scheduled to give speeches at the convention. And Mike Pence was not one of those on the list. And so they were saving him, you know, for the big announcement about vice president. Newt Gingrich has given a speech. Chris Christie's given a speech. And I think they were the other two that were on the Trump shortlist.
Yep, they were indeed. All right, got a lot of people on the phone. Let's go to them. Rich, you're on.
Well, everybody, do you think if the Republican, if Trump wanted to hide who it was going to be, he would have just put the guy's name on the list? I mean, it didn't take a rocket science to figure that out.
True.
If he was trying to cover it up, he would have put the guy's name on a list to speak at the convention. I mean, that's that clever. But I wanted to call about something that was said last Friday that I was just, I mean, I've heard this repeated and it's just ridiculous and illogical. I heard it last Friday, so I wanted to call in today. And then I heard David repeat it on Monday. And he asked the question, why doesn't Black Lives Matter, a group that their goal is to try to, you know, to stop, police abuse and killings of citizens, why they weren't protesting about the killings in Chicago? And the
do you mean the usual weekend violence in Chicago?
Well, yeah. I mean, okay. I've heard people say that, and it's nonsensical logic. I mean, their goal is to stop police abuse. I guess you could use the same logic. Why are they protesting police abuse and not out protesting diabetes or high blood pressure, because that kills more black people than cops do.
Well, in this particular case, they're talking about all these protests went on after two black men were killed by white police. But in the same weekend, they pointed out that 60 black men in Chicago were shot by somebody, usually some other guys. They said, why don't you protest that? My answer to that is they do protest that. They don't like that either. But first, they want to take care of the police and make sure that, there's not that that air of fright every time they have to pull somebody over.
Yeah, they're not protesting deaths of black people. They're protesting abuse by police.
Right.
I mean, and I'd like to get a comment on that guy who just called in that wants to go over there and just slaughter and murder hundreds of thousands and millions of people in the Middle East. He sounds just like the terrorist. And he kept saying, we know where they are. We can just bomb them.
What he's saying basically is, let's do to them what they're doing to us.
Well, he was saying we know where they are. We could do it as an air war without ground troops. And that's contrary to what, I've never heard a military person yet that said that we could do that without ground. We don't know where they are. Where's he getting this idea that we know where they're
we know where their strongholds are. They're in the Middle East. Yeah. I think probably you just don't have to narrow it down very far.
Yeah, that'd be like if there were some people in Boise. We'd go, well, we know where they are. They're in Boise, so let's just go carpet bomb Boise.
It would be like that, yeah.
Yeah, it's not rational logic, I don't think.
Well, no, and it's kind of lowering yourself to, well, even lower than their level, I guess. And I have no answer to this. I don't know what the heck we should do.
Well,
What's your answer, Rich?
Well, I was watching the thing. I guess I'm just real depressed about it because I don't see a solution. I mean, the solution isn't more violence, and the solution probably isn't less violence. I was looking at what's going on, not just in these countries, all around the world, and I'm just pretty delusional and depressed about it because I really honestly don't know how in the hell
I don't see how you can
get out of it.
I don't see how you can appease these people because their goal is that the entire world should be Muslim and should essentially be technology wise about where we were in the 7th century. We're not going to do that. See, they're fighting over what they want the world to be like instead of what it is.
Well, see, I think we're getting vengeance on them, and they're getting vengeance on us. Your concept of what they want. I don't think that's what it is. I don't think it's that technology.
No, ISIS wants a caliphate. I mean, they want everything to be under Muslim laws.
Yeah, but I think they're doing this over vengeance. ISIS was formed to get back at us for going into Iraq. I think that's the motivation.
Regardless, I mean, their motivation isn't that important to me. I just want them to stop.
Yeah, all right. Thanks, Rich. Let's go to William in Garden City. William, good morning.
Good morning, Paul and Chris. You know, I started earlier this week, they were talking about this racism issue and, Black Lives Matters and everything.
Right.
Well, my history, along with Carl of Mountain Home, who, we miss having him calling in.
Yep.
We go back a ways back. I was part of a group called, that was later called the Charlottesville 12. We integrated the school system in Virginia in 1959. And there was a section that was a massive resistance. They actually went to the point of getting the school closed for a year to prevent desegregation.
Wow.
And, coming up through those years where, you had blacks here, whites only.
Right.
You couldn't sit at the counters at the Woolworths and that kind of stuff. That was my era coming up.
Yeah, and I was in college in the first half of the 60s. and had black roommates for the 5 years I was there. It was a pretty interesting, pretty weird time.
It is. And, you know, today, you know, you talk about that, you know, how do you get rid of racism? It's the way people were raised and how they are taught. And,
yep.
It, you know, our younger group that was, you know, my age at that time, 7 years old, integrating the schools. Well, my brother, who was 6 years older than me, he had a whole different thing. The kids that was his age, they were more prejudiced, and they didn't get along at all. I mean, he was almost in fights daily because of the color of his skin.
Yeah.
And one of the young ladies that was in part of that Charlottesville 12 group, just within the last 5 years, got her diploma given
to
her.
Did she get it from Lane?
From Lane High School.
Okay.
Did you get her diploma?
You went to Venable?
I did.
Okay. So your brother was part of it too?
Yes.
Okay.
He was part of the group that went to Venable, and the following year he was gone into Lane.
Hmm.
And one of the girls didn't get her diploma until just a few years ago.
That's amazing.
Wow.
That's amazing. We need to have you on for about a half an hour someday, William.
Talk about that.
You know, when you start talking about those things and trying to figure out how people, it goes down to their upbringing, and it's not because of their interaction with other people. It's what they're being taught to think of other people.
Now, when you guys were transferred to this other school, I mean, apart from, you know, maybe some catcalls and things like that, did you guys feel isolated?
Oh, yeah.
Still?
The first year at Venable, what they did was they didn't put us in the main body of the school. The school superintendent had an office separate from the school building. So what they did was they took nine black kids, brought over nine white kids, and they put us in two rooms within the superintendent's office. They took the secretary's office out, and they took the superintendent's out. And they used those two offices as our classroom. So it was like two separate classrooms, the older kids on one side, younger kids on the other. But they were mixed grades. And that's where we were for the first year of school integration. And we had a separate lunch, separate recess time from all of the other kids in the school.
Amazing. William, we're up against a break. Thanks for your call. KBOI News Time, 9:17. All right, KBOI Rewards code is France, FRANCE, France. Go to 670, go to France. Go to 670kboi.com, enter France, earn today's 5,000 rewards points. Now, nothing says summer like baseball, 670kboi and zero res. Want to send you to Hawk Stadium to see him play this month? Be caller number 6 right now at 336-3711. And win a 4-pack of tickets to the Hawks game on Sunday night. That's Sunday night, the 17th. Tickets courtesy of Dave and the guys at Zero Res. All right, open phones Friday. The phones are cooking. Let's, who's next here? We got every line is loaded. Let's go to Jim in Boise. Jim, good morning.
Morning, how's it going?
Good.
Now for something really relevant and a little history.
Okay.
July 14th. Is not only Bastille Day, but in 1881, that was the day Billy the Kid was killed in Fort Sumner, New Mexico.
Hmm. That's absolutely correct. There's a thing on TV, I think it's on TNT, and I think it starts Saturday, and it's about things that happened in the Old West, and the first episode is what you just said.
Well, you know, Billy the Kid?
No, the thing is, like, one thing about Billy the Kid. Now, the BS about him is he killed 21 guys. They say he actually killed between 4 and 8. So that's an overstatement in his part.
As happened in those days.
Yeah, I mean, you know, to make a good ballad, they come up with 21 murders.
People became legend as the story went around.
Yep. Well, anyway, take care.
All right,
you too.
Thanks, Jim.
Great weekend.
KMD of CUNA says, when you eradicate a hill of termites, do you try to save the unhatched eggs or the really young ones who haven't started consuming your house yet? Realize that this is how all those Muslims think. You are a non-Muslim and an infidel and should be killed at any age, sex, or even unborn. They intend to control the world and run it under Sharia law.
You saw what Gingrich said yesterday, right? Give all Muslims in this country a test, and if they favor Sharia law, deport them. What do you think of that?
Well, I don't know about that, simply because...
Don't you have freedom of religion?
Well,
suppose, you run into stuff.
Suppose there are American citizens, and they also, favor Sharia law. It's not against the law to favor Sharia law. It's probably against... It is against the law to attempt to overthrow the U.S. government by force, but just to have an opinion about something.
Okay, we do have a winner. No more phone calls, please, on the tickets.
Marv of Boise says, you declare war and you use everything we have to destroy them, like we did to the Nazis in World War II, or you let them take over our country and turn us into a Muslim country. Those are our two options. What is wrong with that man who called in to say that he was depressed and didn't know what to do? Everybody knows what we need to do. The Constitution is not a suicide pact. And the thing about the Nazis actually controlled a country, so we were at war with a country.
Right.
ISIS is just kind of all over the place. It would be much easier if we could just go to war with Syria, but ISIS does not yet completely control Syria.
No, nor will they, I don't think. And the Syrians are actually gaining ground over there. Let's go to Scotty in Middleton. Oh, no, I'm going to put you on hold, Scotty. We're up against a hard break. KBOI News Time, 9:26.
On 670 KBOI.
All right, till we're back, KBOI News Time, 9:36. Open phones Friday. We'll talk about whatever's on your mind today, what's on most people's minds, the attacks in France. Let's go to Scotty in Middleton. Scotty.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
These attacks that took place last night, they've been taking place in Jerusalem since October of last year. Mr. Abbas, the president of Palestine, he initiated these attacks.
Yeah.
Also, that for the drivers here to go and get their CDLs, they've got to produce their birth certificate, and if they own a passport, they've got to show their passports.
Well, he was a truck driver. He was a French national. He was a truck driver, had all of his stuff, had never been in much trouble before, a little minor stuff, and he rented the truck.
Well, what they're doing now in this country, not before time, if you hold a CDL and you go to renew it, you have got to produce, one, your birth certificate, and number two, your passport if you own one.
I guess the passport would be the only way that you can take stuff into Canada or Mexico.
That's correct. Well,
okay.
you've got to produce your passport or your birth certificate, and your birth certificate, before you get your CDL renewed. Also, what's been happening in Libya, they found out that Mr. What was his name? You know, the dictator there, he had a secret agreement with the Italian government that he wouldn't let these... illegal immigrants leave the country. In fact, there's a set of islands off the coast of Libya. It's called the Montebello Islands, and they had a kind of camp there for the people that were trying to get to Europe.
Hmm.
Also, you've got two types of immigrants heading for Europe. You've got the financial type, the one that's looking for the cash, and you have the genuine types. You know, the one that's they've got to get out of their country. But the operation that we carried out in Libya, it was botched up from day one. In fact, the British Navy sent out a ship, HMS Westminster, had only one missile.
Wow.
in the whole lot. Anyway, gentlemen, hey, you have a good day over there, and be safe.
All right, thanks, Scotty. Checking.
That'd be strange. We sent warships to the area, but of course they had no ammunition.
Yeah, checking the attacks in Israel
Well, have you seen...
A terrorist stabbed an Israeli man in Jerusalem in his 20s.
Okay, this...
The man was lightly injured. The attacker was arrested. And then two terrorists stabbed two Israeli women in their 80s in Jerusalem. They were only moderately injured.
This has been recurring, though, for the last couple of years or so. You'll see these, somebody will videotape it, or they'll happen to get videotape it. Somebody will pull up in a car and try to mow down people on the sidewalk in Israel. And then if they're not terribly successful, or if they crash the car and it doesn't move anymore, they get out and start stabbing people.
Yeah. Okay. Palestinian gunmen opened fire on patrons at the Max Brenner Cafe in the Sharona Market in Tel Aviv. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Killed four. Injured seven. Perpetrators were caught alive by security forces and put in custody. So they're having attacks, but nothing like what we saw in France.
But last night in France, the total number of people who were injured or killed is now more than 200. It's 202.
Yeah.
And of those, there are 25 that are in very critical. No, 50 are in very critical condition. 52, and another 25 are in serious condition. And then there were other, more minor injuries that weren't life-threatening. But, of course, 84 people so far have died, and they're expecting more.
Exactly. Let's go to Steve in Boise. Steve.
Hey, how you guys doing? I thought you forgot me. About 45 minutes, I thought you were mad at me or you're boycotting me or something.
No.
I don't know. but anyway, Paul G, how you guys doing?
Good.
Hey, I got a question for you. Well, that's not a question, but I wanted to make you guys aware of something. Are you familiar with Booker T. Washington?
Yep.
On black victimhood? Wrote a book in 1911.
Right.
His book was My Larger Education, and he warned that there's another class of colored, this is his quotes, there is another class of colored people who make a business of keeping the troubles, the wrongs, and the hardships of the Negro race before the public. Having learned that they are able to make a good living out of their troubles, they have grown into the settled habit of advertising their wrongs daily, partly because they want sympathy and partly because it pays well. Some of these people do not want the Negro race to lose their grievance because they do not want to lose their jobs. And it says, quote, Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, Louis Farrakhan, on and on and on.
Booker T. Washington, obviously, these guys weren't alive at the same time he was.
Well, they're not alive, but they had the same groups at the point. He was from 1865. And he was born into slavery.
Well,
slavery.
Who inserted? Are you inserting?
I'm just using that because what I'm saying is, doesn't a few people come to mind that sound familiar to the class that he's talking about? Is what I meant.
Yeah. Well, they always seem to be there.
Very familiar. These guys have made a wonderful living doing this.
Well, and this is part of the problem that a lot of conservatives have with government in the first place. Is that they get you used to being on the dole and don't give you a way out, and then essentially you'll be voting for the people who promise you money for the rest of your life.
Well, that's exactly right. And if you guys recall this, the Democratic Party, remember this, they were the party against Lincoln. They wanted to retain the slaves. The Democratic Party has been the party of owning slaves. Mm-hmm.
It was for about 100 years or better, it kind of flipped about the time that Kennedy was president.
Yeah, but they've still been involved in all the stirring up and the opening, the festering the sore, and whatever you want to call it, because in my opinion, this administration is literally taking back the race wars to the 50s and 60s just by the comments that he makes and the stands that he makes. He is definitely not a president trying to calm the situation down. For Pete's sake, he goes to the funeral in Dallas and starts in on guns again. Give me a break.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
And in the South, I don't know.
Dixiecrats and all of that stuff when I was a kid.
And the guys from, there were still just, 10 or 15 years ago, there were still some of the remainders of that still in South Carolina.
Right.
Booker T. Washington was kind of interesting. In that he said that he was the first one to recognize, I think, that regardless of the law, that white people in the South believed there was simply a natural order of things. And the natural order of things, according to them, was that blacks were an inferior race and that we should never mix, ever. And that's just kind of the way they thought about it. And they said, you know, okay, fine, so we won't keep you as slaves anymore, but you'll be the next best thing as far as we're concerned.
Yeah, you won't get
quality education. We won't give you any particular good jobs. You will still do all the work, but we'll give you a pittance for it instead of nothing.
Yeah. KBOI News Time, 9:45. KBOI News Time, 9:49. Have some lines open, 336-3700.
Mm-hmm. Instant messages. Also, Gary of Emmett says, we can no longer tolerate the intolerance of fundamental Islam. That's a strange way to put it, but yeah. Where Christianity spreads the gospel with missionaries who build schools and hospitals. ISIS spreads terror by jihad. Radical Islamic fundamentalists fight for Sharia. Christians seek freedom for all. Not all religions are peaceful. Name and understand this enemy and defeat them ideologically, philosophically, and militarily. We must to survive.
Gotta find him first. Yeah. Gotta find him first.
Exactly. Patrick of Caldwell says, this story warrants coverage as it is in the Northwest. There must be more to the story, certainly more important than Pokemon. Let me see if I can get back to the story here very quickly. At any rate, in Washington, in one of the smaller towns, I guess around Seattle, police were asked by a restaurant owner not to come in anymore because they were making other patrons uncomfortable. They said that a lot of our people don't like police, and so we don't need you to come here and have lunch anymore. And that's,
I say, okay, we're not coming here anymore.
Yeah.
Somebody robs you, we're not coming here. Your place catches on fire, the fire department's not coming here. We'll see you later.
Yeah, you may want to rethink the whole thing.
We'll just see you later, and don't be calling us.
And let's see here. Dave of Boise says, I would like to ask these questions. How is limiting or taking away our gun rights and limiting our rights to arm ourselves a good idea for we the people? Why is our government even thinking about making the citizens of this country try to protect ourselves with inferior weapons? For example, the bad guy gets a full automatic machine gun, but I have to protect myself with a low-capacity, small-caliber, lesser of a weapon so that I am legal to protect myself. If anything, we the people should be as well armed as we can afford. The police and even the military will not be able to show up in time with today's attacks, and it will be up to us to protect ourselves more and more. This is our future, and it's not going away anytime soon.
Wow.
Mike of Nampa says, what we need is an ISIS spray. Where's DuPont when we need them?
Yeah.
If only we were that simple.
What we need is Superman.
Bob says the solution is to destroy the movement, ISIS, the Taliban, and Al-Qaeda, too. War is hell. Innocent people will die. But just like cancer in chemo,
innocent people are dying now.
Just like cancer in chemo, some good cells are going to die. But if you don't do the chemo, you are dead. We would have been crushed in World War II with our attitude today. The United States military could probably do the job in a month once we got underway.
You think? Do you think that's true?
Well, that's what they said when we were going into Iraq, so I don't know.
Yeah, that didn't work.
It's like building a wall on the southern border. There just needs to be the will to do it. You know, I've been told this, that the least difficult thing about going into Iraq was defeating the Iraqi army. And it wasn't the Iraqi army, because, you know, once they surrendered, it was all the guys who just came out of the woodwork, and shot up convoys and placed IEDs and things like that.
Yeah. Terrorists. I have no answers. I mean,
no.
I'm listening to everything you're reading. I have no idea.
The best you can do is have security. But security is not a guarantee.
Exactly.
Bob of Boise says, has Rich ever heard of the History Channel? I don't know. You'll have to ask him. And I think that was intended to.
I like the History Channel.
Fran and McCall. Well, the History Channel, when it first started, was
great.
Yeah,
now you've seen it.
But, you know, but now it's got, like, you know, the Duck Dynasties on there. It's not quite the same as it used to be.
Well, they ran out of history because they showed it all.
I suppose. Fran and McCall says, I am so glad I was raised without racism. My dad, born in 1912 in upstate New York, his best friend as a young man was black. They traveled the country together. I was raised in the West and never experienced racism until I traveled to the South. As an innocent young lady, I headed for a bathroom at a gas station, was stopped, told to use the white bathroom, where I have worked lately is very multicultural with white, black, red, yellow, all the colors of the rainbow, with wonderful people who have been brought into this country for a work program that offers young people from all over the world work in America. I'm having a ball working with these folks. My Spanish is improving, talking with the Spaniards, and I've even learned a few words of Chinese. I must not forget the Japanese group we saw recently, too. Multiple colors of this earth's people should be welcomed and celebrated. We can learn so much from each other. And, yeah, whenever we're not trying to kill each other, we actually can do that.
Yeah, and see, how old did she say how old she was?
No, her dad was born in 1912, though. So.
Okay, I would bet. Well, she's probably older than I thought she was.
Okay.
There's a lot of theories about, angry old white people.
Yeah.
Because they feel themselves losing control of the country to people who don't look like them.
Mm-hmm.
And this has made up a large faction of the way we think and the things we do.
I don't know
if it's true or not, but that's a big theory.
In every country of the world, people want to retain their culture.
Yes.
You know, whether their culture is 100 or 200 years old or thousands of years old.
Something to think about with Mike Rogers is next. Thanks for your participation. Brought to you by Boise Church of Christ, where church is family. Check them out at boisechurch.org.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
The big smackdown. The Permanent Court of Arbitration in The Hague said not so much to the Chinese expansionism in the South China Sea. The Chinese government has been attempting to push out its territorial boundaries by building islands out of reefs. Once built, they put runways and military weapons on them and declare them part of their territory. Then they claim territorial water protection around them. They hope to control most of the navigable waterway in the South China Sea. Good for their economy and their military. Not so good for everyone else. The Philippines said, not so fast, and The Hague agreed with them. The Chinese aren't taking it too well either. They've already said that they will deploy air defense systems, and they have the right to do it. The tension over their island building and effort at military expansionism in the region will only get worse, likely. Vietnam, the Philippines, Indonesia, Japan, Australia all oppose the Chinese efforts. Let's hope that cooler heads prevail. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.